From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates another half percentage point today. It's the 10th time the Fed has cut rates since January and the third cut since September 11th. The Fed's benchmark interest rate is now at 2%, the lowest in 40 years. As NPR's John Itzty reports, despite the current economic gloom, there's confidence among some economists that the rate cuts will help generate a recovery by sometime next year.
The economic news of the past week has not been good. Unemployment up a half a percentage point. Employers cutting over 400,000 jobs. Slumping consumer confidence. And the economy shrinking between July and September. While worse headlines may be yet to come, William Cheney, chief economist at John Hancock Financial Services in Boston, says there's little reason to fear the U.S. might end up like Japan, with interest rates at zero and no recovery in sight.
I keep coming back to the sense that, you know, we may be suffering a crisis of consumer confidence, and there are a lot of forces bearing down on us negatively, but ultimately we are not like the Japanese, and when we're offered a chance to buy something with no money down and zero interest, we take it.
Cheney points out that the Fed's rate cutting has led to 0% financing on auto loans, and Americans have flocked to showrooms to buy new cars. Mortgage interest rates continue to fall because of Fed rate cuts. That supported home building and sales and mortgage refinancing and kept the economy from being even worse off, says Cheney. In fact, there's some concern the Fed rate cutting, along with a big dose of government tax cuts and spending, might give the economy too much fuel and lead to inflation pressures in a year or so. Cheney says that could happen.
But I think the Fed is correct right now to view that as a problem off in the future that we will enjoy dealing with when we have to. And if the economy bounces back a little bit more strongly than we currently expect, the Fed can jack up rates as fast as they like.
Cheney's confidence in an economic recovery sometime in the first half of next year is tempered by his concern about further acts of terrorism. That could breed chaos and confusion and might make international investors decide the U.S. isn't the safe haven for funds that they thought. Economist Diane Swonk of Bank One in Chicago thinks the U.S. economy could prosper even if the attacks continue.
We've known other economies like the U.K. and Israel adapt to terrorism and expand in the face of it. And there's no reason to believe that the most flexible and adaptable economy this earth has ever seen can't do the same.
Stock market investors responded very positively to today's rate cut, driving the major indexes up sharply. Wells Fargo economist Sungwon Son says he believes the Fed had the market in mind when it cut rates a half a point today.
The Fed Reserve gave the market what it wanted, a half a point cut. If the market hadn't gotten what it wanted, we would have seen a significant setback in stock prices. And at this juncture in the economy, we cannot afford that.
But Sohn says Fed policymakers could very well take a breather from the rate cutting at their December meeting, especially if the Congress passes the big stimulus package that it's been working on. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.